It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Texas Rangers AAA club, the Round Rock Express. It's the opening game of a six-game series, and we're starting it off with some early baseball. The Rainiers flew out here yesterday. Haven't played in a couple of days because Sunday's game at home got rained out against Reno. It's going to get made up when the Aces visit Tacoma in May, exact date to be announced. So the Rainiers have not played since Saturday. Tacoma had a successful opening homestand, winning four of the five games. Won the first four, lost the fifth one on Saturday in a lopsided affair. Looking to bounce back from that, but a couple of days have gone by. That's like in the distance past now. The Red Ears have had some pitching changes because of what's going on with the Mariners. The Mariners have had two key injuries already on their pitching staff, and they've been moving the bullpen around. They've had three extra inning games already, including a couple here this past weekend. So they've been shuffling the deck with the relievers in the bullpen. We've got a bunch of roster moves to report, which we'll get to in our next segment. But one of them involves, it's not really a roster move of sorts, but Tommy Malone was supposed to start this game. He's actually on hold right now as the Mariners may end up needing him. They're not sure yet. They did not want him to pitch five or six innings today and be unavailable, so he is not starting this game for the Red Ears. Instead, Riley Davis is up from Class A Modesto, and he's going to make this start instead. Davis was Modesto's opening day starter this past Thursday, and he allowed one earned run and four innings of work in that game. So Riley Davis getting the start for the Red Ears. It'll be his second ever AAA appearance. He'll be opposed by a former Red Ear and current Round Rock Express starter, Robert Duggar. Duggar has plenty of big league time with the Mariners and Marlins and has made one start this year for Round Rock, and it was rough. He did not get out of the first inning, allowing seven runs in two-thirds of an inning. So Robert Duggar on the hill for Round Rock and Riley Davis on the hill for the Red Ears. We'll get you caught up on a whole bunch of roster moves involving the pitching staff when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Round Rock Express this morning in the opener of a six-game series. A kids' day here. Tons of kids. Thousands here at the ballpark as we get ready for the start of this game. Lots of changes on the Red Ears pitching staff. It started on Sunday, the day the Red Ears got rained out. The Mariners called up Justin Topa and J.B. Bukauskas from the Red Ears bullpen. And Bukauskas ended up pitching that day for the Mariners. Also that day, they optioned Matt Festa to Tacoma. Then, yesterday, when the Rangers were off, the Mariners sent Bukauskas back to Tacoma on an option, called up Jose Rodriguez, who's been starting for the Rangers, but the Mariners are going to use him as a reliever. He needed to be placed on the 40-man roster, so they had to clear space. Nick Solak, position player for the Rangers, was designated for assignment. So Solak's on waivers right now. We have to wait and see if he gets claimed or not. And then on top of that, the Red Ears now a little short in the pitching staff. So Riley Davis brought up from Class A Modesto. He is starting today. And Matt Wilrott, a right-hander who had been in extended spring training, he has also joined the Red Ears and is available in the bullpen today. So some fortification from the low minor leagues for the Red Ears pitching staff going into this series here in Round Rock. And still not sure if Festa and Bukauskas are here in time for today's game. I'll try to get an answer for that as the guys are starting to go out to the bullpen, so I should be able to spot them if they're here. But the early start today has thrown that into flux because those guys, Festa and Bukauskas, they were in Chicago with the Mariners when they got sent down. Festa may have been in Cleveland after the last game there, but at any rate, they get 3 days to report. It's up to them So they could take up to 72 hours to come here, and the fact that this is an early game does make it a little less likely that either of them are here. But we'll keep an eye out and see if I can spot them in the pen. All right, should be a good one today. The Rainiers and the Express, both teams are off to good starts this year. 5 wins and 3 losses for each club. And both teams just won 4 out of 5 in a series. The Rainiers just took 4 out of 5 from Reno. And Round Rock won 4 out of 5 on the road at Sugarland. So both teams coming into this game kind of hot right now. All right, when we come back on the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show, we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who have a record of 5 wins and 3 losses. And the Red Ears are managed by John Russell. They're going to lead off with Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez is at second base. Batting second and playing center field today, Zach Deloach. Hitting third is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, Mike Ford. Hitting fifth and playing right field is Jake Shiner. Colin Moran bats sixth. He's at first base. Hitting seventh is third baseman Jose Caballero. Batting eighth and doing the catching, Jacob Nottingham. And hitting ninth and playing left field today, former Round Rock player Delino DeShields. On the mound, Riley Davis. Davis in his first AAA appearance of the year. The Round Rock Express are the Texas Rangers affiliate. They're 5-3 on the year. They have a new manager this year, Doug Davis, but he's an experienced guy who's been around a long time. He's going to lead off with a rehabbing major leaguer, Leody Taveras. Taveras is in center field. Batting second is right fielder J.P. Martinez. Hitting third, Sam Huff. He's catching today. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Rafael Ortega. Batting fifth and playing second base is Justin Foscue. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Yoshi Tsutsugo. Batting seventh, left fielder Clint Frazier. Hitting eighth and playing third base is Blaine Krim. And batting ninth, shortstop Davis Wenzel. On the mound, Robert Duggar. Duggar making his second start of the year. Umpires, David Arrieta has the plate. Matt Brown is at first. And Trevor Daniger is over at third. It's Tacoma and Round Rock. Opening game of the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start things off here in Round Rock, Texas, where it is partly cloudy. We've got some blue skies with some big fluffy clouds up there. We've got a breeze blowing in from center field, and it's pretty warm. Overall, a very nice day for some baseball here in Central Texas. Cesar Hernandez leads off for the Red Ears, and he's settling into the batter's box to face Robert Duggar. And Duggar's first pitch of the game is taken for a ball, and we are underway here in Round Rock. The Dell Diamond, nice ballpark here. It's now Duggar with the 1-0, and it's called a strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. It's 325 down the lines, 375 to the power alleys, 400 to straightaway center field. So here's a swing and a miss by Hernandez, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Hernandez, by the way, 4-for-14 for the Red Ears this year with 8 walks drawn. But he's behind in the count here, 1-2. Duggar's next pitch is inside, and that evens things up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Duggar into his motion, the 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Duggar is 27 years old. And was originally drafted by the Mariners. So here's one inside for a ball. That was in 2016. Pitched for both Tacoma and Seattle in 2021. Here's his 3-2 to Hernandez. Inside, ball 4. And Cesar Hernandez will head down to first base with a leadoff walk. Oh, he was behind in the count 1-2, and he ends up walking. And he didn't have to foul off a bunch of pitches or anything. He just watched 3 straight balls go by after being behind in the count 1-2. So Hernandez is on. And now here's Zach Deloach. Last we saw Deloach, he was hit by a pitch in the second game of the doubleheader on Friday at Cheney. As he swings and misses at this pitch, there's strike one. Got him on the elbow. Afterwards, John Russell told me that he was going to try to get him back in the lineup on Sunday, although we never even saw the lineup on Sunday. The game was postponed in an early decision. As here's a swing and a miss. And Deloach is behind in the count 0-2. Deloach 10 for 27 on the year, 370 average with a homer and 8 runs batted in 7 games played. And had a walk-off homer in the first game of the doubleheader on Friday against Reno. But he's behind in the count here, 0-2. Duggar with his pitch. And it is swung on and fouled back. Duggar working with catcher Sam Huff. Yoshi Tsutsugo is the first baseman. Justin Foscue is at second. Davis Wenzel at short and Blaine Krim at third for the Express. Now a throw to first and back in safely is Hernandez. Outfield is Clint Frazier in left, one-time Yankees prospect. Leody Taveras on a rehab assignment is in center and J.P. Martinez is in right. Duggar on the hill. Here's the, time was called by Deloach. Nope, the umpire called a pitch clock violation on Duggar, and that's ball one. So ball one on a pitch clock violation. Now here comes the 1-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Deloach goes down swinging, and that's the first out of the ball game. So one away, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. So despite having Sunday's game rained out and playing one fewer game than they were supposed to against Reno, and despite having 2 7-inning games in that series because of the doubleheader, the Red Deers still lead all of AAA baseball in runs scored. McCoy swings and fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. The Red Deers have scored 68 runs in 8 games. That's an average of 8.5 runs scored per game. Everyone up and down the lineup's been a part of it. McCoy's hitting .323 with a homer and a .462 on base percentage. Here's a pickoff move to first, and Hernandez is back in. Oh, and one the count to Mason McCoy. Hit his first homer of the year on Saturday against Reno. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. Rainiers are wearing the red jerseys today with the gray road pant. Round Rock's in their home whites, white jerseys, white pants. O2 coming to Mason McCoy from Duggar, and it is swung on and pulled down the third baseline. That's a fair ball, and it ricochets off a post down the left field line and bounces into shallow left field, and the shortstop Wenzel collects the baseball. It'll be a single for Mason McCoy. Hernandez stops at second. So a single over the third base bag, and it did not get down into the corner. The stands jut out, and they kind of curve down the third baseline here so the fans can look right into home plate without, you know, craning their necks. And the ball hit the base of the seats there and then bounced back into shallow left field so the shortstop could go get it. Here's a swing and a foul tip by Mike Ford. There's strike one. He tried to stop himself from swinging. Ends up foul tipping it. 0-1 the count to Ford, who has hit safely in all 7 games and has driven in at least one run in all 7 games and has 14 runs batted in the seven games he has played in. Well, he's up here with two on and one out in the first inning. 0-1 the count. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low. Now, Duggar started here on April 2nd, his only other appearance this year, and it was a home game here at the Dell Diamond, and he faced Albuquerque. Albuquerque knocked him out in the first inning. He allowed seven runs, five earned in two-thirds of an inning. Two homers against him. Walked a couple. Here's Duggar's 1-1 to Ford, and it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 1-2. So Ford's behind in the count. Now a swing and a foul back, and it is still 1-2. Hernandez at second and McCoy at first with one away. Or just underway here in the top of the first inning in Round Rock, Texas. And the next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. This is well, now a balk has been called on Duggar, and the runners move up. So Hernandez takes third, and McCoy takes second, and Duggar's a little out of sorts here. He's already been dinged with a pitch clock violation and a balk now. Now the pitch to Ford is taken inside. Count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff is swung on and crushed to center field, but it's into the wind. Tavares is back, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hernandez. He's headed home, and he'll score. And tagging at second and taking third is McCoy. And the Red Ears are on the board. It's 1-0 on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Mike Ford. So another RBI for Ford. He has now driven in at least one run in eight consecutive games. Every game he has played in this season. And the Red Ears are on the board. Now Jake Shiner will bat with a runner at third and two outs. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is missing for a ball. One and one. And this one is over for a strike. 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, swung on and bounced right in front of the plate. Out to go get it, the catcher Huff, and he picks it up and fires to first for the out. The inning is over. Right here, settle for one run in the top of the first inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. Right here's get on the board first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, It's 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers get a run in the top of the first, and now the Round Rock Express come to the plate. And on the hill for the Rainiers is right-hander Riley Davis, who is making his first ever start for Tacoma and his second appearance. He had one appearance for the Rainiers last year out of the bullpen. Here's his first pitch to Leody Taveras, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. This is Taveras' first at-bat of the season. He's on a rehab assignment. He's a major league outfielder for the Rangers. Strained an oblique during spring training, and he's just coming back. He does a half swing and hits a tapper to short. McCoy has it, throws to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the first inning. All right, Riley Davis got an out, so we can say it now. In his one appearance for Tacoma last year at the end of April on the road in Las Vegas, he came up from low A Modesto when the Rainiers were short of the bullpen. He didn't record an out. He allowed five runs without an out. So he gets an out right away today, and that's got to be uplifting for him, as now J.P. Martinez slices the first pitch into center field for a base hit, and he's on with a one-out single. So Martinez swats a single. He's been Round Rock's best hitter for average to start the season. He's now 9 for 20, a .450 average. And here comes their top power threat, Sam Huff, the catcher. 5 for 20 with one homer on the year for Huff. Right-hand batter against the right-hander Davis. There goes the runner. Pitch is low. Throw down to second. No chance. J.P. Martinez steals second base, his fourth steal of the season already. And he's in scoring position. Riley Davis, Mariners' 18th round pick in 2021. Out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Here's his pitch to Huff, and it's taken down low for a ball. And Davis is 24 years old, 6'3" righty. Last year at Modesto, he pitched out of the bullpen, had a 3.29 ERA in 17 appearances. His next pitch to Huff is taken for a strike, one, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Davis checks the runner at second, and the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. He was Modesto's opening day starter this year. They moved him from bullpen to the starting rotation, and he took the ball at Class A Modesto's season opener at Stockton last Thursday. He throws a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike three. And Davis strikes out Sam Huff for his first Triple-A strikeout. Two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And now Rafael Ortega will be the batter. Ortega, left-hand hitter, lots of big league time. 4 for 15 in four games since starting this season. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 from Davis. Breaking ball, fouled at the plate. Counts even, 1-1. Riley Davis trying to deliver a scoreless first. He throws an off-speed pitch outside, a curve. Count goes to 2-1. In his one appearance this year against Stockton, he went four innings, allowed three hits, three runs, but only one was earned. He did have some control issues. He walked four and struck out one. Ortega hits one in the air to right center field. Long run for Deloach in the alley, but he has time to get there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. And Riley Davis works a scoreless bottom of the first inning for the Red Ears. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing Rainiers. We go to the second inning of play here in Round Rock, Texas. Colin Moran will start things off for Tacoma against the right-hander Robert Duggar, and the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Duggar. Inside for a ball. This is the first of six games in this series here in Round Rock. We'll be here all week. 2-0 to Moran is swung on and fouled back. Moran hitting 263, 5 out of 19. He's hit two homers already and has also drawn six walks. Here comes the 2-1 from Duggar. And it is called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Now time called, and Moran steps out for a moment. Round Rock, Texas is about, 15 miles north of downtown Austin. We're in the suburbs. Pitches up and in, ball three. And we got lucky with the April trip here. This is when you want to come here. The weather is great. It can just get absolutely cooking here in the summertime. Here's the 3-2. And it is just outside. Ball four, close pitch. But Moran reaches. And that's the second inning in a row when Duggar has walked the leadoff man. In the first, the Red Ears were able to move Cesar Hernandez around the bases and bring him in. See if they can do the same with Moran. Here's Jose Caballero. 6-for-14 with 9 walks to start the season. A 667 on base percentage. He shows bunt on the first pitch and then takes it for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. This might be two. Blaine Krim has it. Goes to Foscue for one. On to first. Not in time. Caballero turned on the Jets and hustled as fast as he could down to first base and avoided being doubled up. Round Rock does get the one out at second. Moran forced out there. 5-4 on the play. Caballero reaches first. And now Jacob Nottingham is the batter. Nottingham, right-hand hitter. 1-for-9 on the season with a double. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Caballero leads from first. The pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle, ranging left, gloving it is Wenzel. He flips it to Foscue for one, on to first for two. This time, Round Rock turns the double play, and that closes out the top of the second inning. Shortstop to second to first. Rainiers send just three men to the plate. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where the Red Ears have a 1-0 lead over the Express, and we go to the bottom of the second inning in this series opener. Justin Foscue leads things off for Round Rock against the Red Ears right-hander Riley Davis, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Davis making an emergency start today. The Red Ears scheduled starter Tommy Malone held back by the parent club in case they need him. So here's a pop-up on the right side of the infield. This should be playable. Moran's there, and he makes the catch on the outfield grass, and one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. So Foscue pops up, and what a way for Yoshi Tsutsugo. Native of Japan, played for years over there, and then came to the United States, originally with Tampa. Bounced around a little bit, and he starts this season with the Rangers AAA club. Left-hand hitter takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering is outside for a ball. And here's a fastball, low and away. 3-0. Davis behind in the count here. 3-0 pitch, Low ball four. Four pitch walk to Setsugo. First walk issued by Riley Davis. And now Clint Frazier will be the batter. Frazier, right-hand hitter, one-time Yankees phenom. And the pitch to him is taken just outside for a ball, 1-0. And Davis having a little trouble finding the strike zone all of a sudden. Next pitch misses for a ball. And Nottingham calls time, and the Rainiers catcher does a slow walk to the mound, and he's just going to kind of slow things down here for Davis, who after recording an out on the first batter of this inning with an easy pop-up has now thrown six straight pitches outside of the strike zone. Davis from Helena, Alabama. Helena High School. Throws a strike now to Frazier, and the count goes to 2-1. Went to the fastball there. Davis was also the quarterback on his football team in high school. Now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Nice pitch there, and he evens up the count on Frazier, 2-2. Runner at first, one down in the bottom of the second. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Backhand pickup there by Caballero. Goes to second for one. On to first. There's two. An inning-ending double play. The Rainiers go around the horn. Caballero to Cesar Hernandez on the pivot. On to Colin Moran at first base for the second out on the play. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left in the bottom of the second inning. We head to the third. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Right here's up 1-0. We go to the third inning here at the Dell Diamond in Texas. Delino DeShields will start things off for the Red Ears. And he is a guy who knows his way around the Dell Diamond. And he takes a pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball, and that evens things up 1-1. Now here's a check swing on a pitch outside. He held up in time, says the first base umpire. So DeShields ahead of the count, 2-1. Now this pitch is inside, ball three. If you need anything, you know, if any of the Rainiers players get lost here at the Dell Diamond and can't find their way around, they just ask Delino. He played a little bit here in 2015. About half the season was a member of the Express in 2016. As he lines one to right field now and closing in on it and making the catch is the right fielder J.P. Martinez. And that's the first down. Lineup will turn over. Cesar Hernandez is next. DeShields was here a little bit in 2018, and then in 2021, he was here for a good chunk of the season. Cesar Hernandez now standing in. He walked and scored in the first. Switch hitter bats left against Robert Duggar, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a miss. Now a swing and a miss again by Hernandez on a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Duggar into his motion. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it's up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Duggar works in the low 90s with his fastball. That one was 92. Hernandez uses his timeout and steps out for a moment. Yeah, the 2-2 is a check swing on a pitch down low. He went around, says the third base umpire, Trevor Deniger. And Hernandez has struck out. That's the second strikeout of the game for Duggar. And now Zach Deloach will hit. He struck out in the first inning for the other strikeout. Duggar's pitch is a breaking ball down low. Here comes the 1-0. Down and in, two balls, no strikes. Next pitch outside, and Deloach well out ahead in the count here. And he watches the strike go by. Count moves to 3-1. Always a lot of pro baseball players from Texas on every team. This is just a state that produces baseball players. 3-1 to Deloach is in there for a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Deloach is one of the Red Ears Texans from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here's the 3-2 from Duggar, and it misses ball four, and Deloach draws a two-out walk, so he heads down to first base, and Duggar's now walked a batter in each inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. See if Deloach tries to swipe second. He has one steal already this season. McCoy singled in the first, and he swings and hits one in the air towards right center field. In pursuit, J.P. Martinez, and he gets there and makes the catch, and the inning is over. McCoy flies out to the right fielder. No runs, hits or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers up 1-0 in the early going. We get to the bottom of the third inning. Blaine Krim will start things off. Riley Davis on the mound for the Rainiers, and the pitch is taken up and, oh, called a strike, a high strike. There's an 0-1 count. Next pitch swung on, bounced foul third base side, and the count moves to 0-2. Davis starting off Krim with back-to-back curveballs. Now the pitch is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire, Matt Brown, and Krim dejected. You can see his shoulders slump. He thought he held up in time. That was kind of iffy, must admit, but hey, we'll take it. That's a strikeout. Davis has his second strikeout, and one man is out at the bottom of the third. And now Davis Wenzel will be the hitter. And the pitch to Wenzel is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch. Fastball just misses. So 2-0. Davis winds, and his next delivery swung on and fouled at the plate. Davis working with Jacob Nottingham behind the plate. Two-one. Outside, ball three. And the 3-1 is swung on and lined down the left field line, and that's a base hit and more for Wenzel. Over to get it is DeShields, and Wenzel coasts into second base with a one-out double. And he probably feels pretty good about that because he entered play today 0 for the season. In his first seven games, he went 0 for 21. And he is now in the hit column. He's also in scoring position with one out, and the lineup turns over. Here's Leody Tavares, rehabbing major leaguer, and he takes a called strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Now, the next delivery is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to Tavares. And it's a swing and a foul on the third base side, 1-2. Coyote pretty much took over as the Rangers' starting center fielder last year. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Davis gets him with a curveball for his third strikeout of the day. Two down for J.P. Martinez. Martinez singled in the first, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Davis trying to strand the tying runner at second. Next pitch to Martinez is in there for a strike. Mentioned earlier, Martinez has been the expresses? Is that even a word? Their top hitter so far this season. He's 9 for 20. Takes one outside for a ball. 2-1. No, fastball is inside, ball three. On deck is Huff. 3-1 pitch, outside, ball four. Martinez draws the walk. Second walk issued by Davis. So two on with two out for Huff. Huff struck out looking his first time up. Huff, 25-year-old catching prospect who's had some brief stints in the majors the last few years but hasn't really been able to stick yet. Power hitter. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. He's also had some injury issues that have impacted his ability to hold down a big league job. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike, and Davis is out ahead of the count on Sam Huff, 0-2. Davis's next pitch, curve outside, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Pulled down the third baseline. Foul, just barely foul down the third baseline. That was close. Still 1-2. Grounder that was that bounced just to the left of the third base bag. Foul by an inch. Now Davis is set from the third base end of the rubber. His pitch is a curve up and in. Count even now, 2-2. Davis certainly is leading with the curveball today. The 2-2 pitch swung on, bounced slowly up the third baseline, and this trickles foul. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 again from Riley Davis, and it is outside with another curve, and it's a full count, 3-2. Runners are off with the pitch. The 3-2 is outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Wenzel takes third. Martinez to second, Huff to first, back-to-back walks, and now the bases are loaded for Rafael Ortega. Ortega was in spring training with the Yankees. They let him go on March 31st, right at the end of spring training. And the next day, the Rangers signed him. Ortega, 31-year-old left-hand hitter. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Had a three-homer game for the Cubs in 2021. Here's one down low for a ball. The 1-1 swung on, grounded sharply, but right to the second baseman. Hernandez has it, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Riley Davis has given the Raiders three scoreless innings. No runs in the bottom of the third on a hit. No errors, three runners left on. We go to the fourth inning. Still Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, aka Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
We go to the fourth inning. The Raiders with a 1-0 lead over the Round Rock Express. And a new pitcher is in for Round Rock. Robert Duggar is done. And they've brought in a left-hander by the name of Lucas Jacobson. 27-year-old southpaw. Jacobson will face Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Colin Moran. So Ford settles in now. And the first pitch is swung on and bounced up the first baseline, just trickling up the line, and it's picked up by the catcher, Huff, and he turns it into an easy out. Ford retired on one pitch, grounds out to the catcher. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. So Jacobson just recorded an out before he was even announced as being in the game by the stadium announcer. That's how quick it was. Duggar went three innings, allowed one hit and one run, which was earned. He walked three and struck out two. Now the pitch to Jake Shiner misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. This is Jacobson's third appearance of the season. He's allowed one run in 1 2/3 innings, has no decisions yet. Shiner swings and misses at a fastball, and the count's 1-1. Jacobson hitting 94 with that heater. And here's one outside now. Two balls, one strike. Jacobson has not yet pitched in the major leagues. In fact, he made his AAA debut late last season with Round Rock. This year he breaks camp with him. Here's a swing and a foul back. He was drafted in 2016 out of Long Beach State. And then has had a bunch of injury problems when he was in the lower minor leagues and missed big chunks of time. So it's kind of a late bloomer because of that, as here's one fouled away by Shiner. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the pitch from Jacobson is a fastball up high, and the count goes full, 3-2. This is the Rainiers' first game in Round Rock, Texas since late in the 2021 season. So now the 3-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner goes down swinging. And Colin Moran will be next. Last year, the Rainiers played Round Rock 9 times, a 6-game series and a 3-game series. Both of them were in Tacoma. The Rainiers didn't come here last year. It was a very unbalanced schedule last year. It's still unbalanced this year, but not as badly. Last year was kind of crazy. There's a pitch outside to Moran. Ball one. So 1-0 the count to Moran. And Jacobson's next pitch is a fastball called a strike. Rainiers played well against Round Rock last year. They went 6-3 against the Express. Yeah, the 1-1 swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Both teams have new managers this year. John Russell for the Red Ears. Doug Davis for the Express. Davis had been managing AAA Scranton in the International League the last couple of years. 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball. In fact, both of these managers, Russell and Davis, can claim to have previously managed Scranton in the International League. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate. John Russell managed Scranton in 2006. Two-two pitch rolled to the second baseman. That's fielded by Foscue, and he throws out Moran at first base, and Tacoma goes in order in the fourth inning. Three up, three down. Only one hit so far in this game for the Red Ears, but as we head to the bottom of the fourth, they lead the game. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
1-0 right here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in this day game in Central Texas at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Riley Davis, surprise starter for the Red Ears today, ready to work on Justin Foscue, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Found out when the Rainiers landed in Texas yesterday afternoon or evening, as here's one down low for a ball. It's when I found out, once I turned on the phone again, that the Rainiers had had a pitching change. 2-0 is in for a strike. Count goes to 2-1 to Justin Foscue. Next pitch pulled to the left side, right between short and third and into left field. A base hit for Foscue. There's the third hit of the game for the Express. Foscue singles to left. And now Yoshi Tsutsugo will be the batter. They walked earlier on four pitches. Pitch inside for a ball. Now breaking ball down and in. And here's one down and in again. And Davis has not been able to throw a strike to Tsutsugo in this game. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Just inside, ball four. So a single and a walk, and Davis is in some trouble here in the fourth with nobody out. Clint Frazier will be next. Now, Davis got Frazier to ground into a double play earlier. Frazier, right-hand hitter. And the pitch swung on and hit in the air towards left, not deep at all. DeShields is under it, and he makes the catch, and no advancement. The runners have to hold. So Frazier got on one pitch, and now Blaine Krim will be the hitter. Krim struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Well, the whole league was off on Sunday. Or, pardon me, yesterday. Not Sunday, yesterday. The whole league was off. On Sunday, everyone was supposed to play, and everyone did play except for the Rainiers and Reno because we got rained out. So here's one inside for a ball. And a couple of notes from things that happened around the Pacific Coast League on Sunday that I wanted to pass along. Pitch to Krim is fouled away. We've got a hitter on an epic tear, and that is Salt Lake's Joe Adell, who homered twice in Albuquerque on Sunday, and he has now homered in six consecutive games for Salt Lake, a franchise record for the Salt Lake Bees and Buzz and Stingers and all their other names they've had over the years. All related to the Bumblebee. Now the 1-2 pitch fouled away. But yeah, Adell is just on a crazy run. Homers in six straight games. Now they were all in Albuquerque, which is the best, statistically last year was the best hitter's park in the league. Salt Lake now starts a series tonight in Las Vegas. Another great home run hitter's park. We'll see if Adell can keep it going. Just because he hit two homers on Sunday, though, and his homer did six straight games, doesn't mean that they won that game. They lost to the Isotopes 11-10. Next pitch to Krim, fouled away, still 2-2. Albuquerque's Michael Tolia, Gig Harbor product. He had two hits, two walks, a homer, three runs batted in for the Topes. And Nolan Jones hit his sixth homer for him in that game. So there's ball three outside now to Krim, and it's a full count with two on and one out. Now the 3-2 to Krim, lined into left field. That's a base hit, possibly more. To Shields hustles over to cut it off. Around third is Foscue. He'll score. Throw comes into third. Sliding in safely is Setsugo. In at second with a double and an RBI is Blaine Krim. And we are all tied up. It is 1-1. So Krim ripped a full count pitch into left, driving in the tying run. And now Davis Wenzel is the hitter. The Red Raiders have begun some bullpen action. They have a right-hander warming up. Infield is drawn in, and the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Fred Villarreal is warming up in the pen. And now the next pitch is high. Now the 1-1. Inside and it hit him. Just grazed the forearm of Wenzel, and he is being awarded first base. So the bases are loaded with one out now, and the lineup turns over. And Leody Taveras will bat for his third time. And John Russell, the manager of the Red Raiders, is on his way to the dugout, to the mound. And he's going to take the ball away from Davis. So we've got a pitching change here with one out in the fourth. We'll see what happens with all these runners he's leaving on base, but all things considered, this was a pretty solid outing for Davis up from Class A Modesto to get into the fourth inning. Got to this inning with a 1-0 lead, but a run is in, and he's going to leave with the bases loaded and one out. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 1, Round Rock 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here in Round Rock, Texas. The Red Raiders and the Express are tied up 1-1, and The Express have the bases loaded with one out, and the rehabbing major leaguer, Leody Taveras, coming to the plate. Tacoma has brought in from the bullpen right-hander Fred Villarreal. 25-year-old righty joined the Rainiers from Class A Everett just a few days ago. He's ready to go. His first pitch to Taveras is not a pitch at all. In fact, it is a pitch clock violation. So that is ball one to Taveras. Villarreal tossed three scoreless innings in his season debut for Tacoma and earned his first AAA win his last time out. The 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. That was on Wednesday against Reno when he tossed three scoreless innings in relief of Jose Rodriguez. Taveras launches one right field deep towards the corner. Back it goes, and it's a grand slam home run for Leody Taveras. The rehabbing major leaguer strikes and puts four on the board with one swing of the bat. So Round Rock leads 5-1. And Davis will get charged with four runs all earned in 3 1/3 innings on four hits, four walks, three strikeouts, one hit batter. Here's J.P. Martinez, and he swings and fouls one away. There's strike one. Villarreal now with the 0-1 pitch to Martinez, and that's fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Villarreal gets a strikeout for the second out of the inning, and he thinks to himself, why couldn't I strike out the last guy? Just three pitches, and he takes care of Martinez. Now Sam Huff's the hitter. Villarreal, another Texan for the Rainiers. He's from Brownsville, Texas, and played at the University of Houston for 3 years. Pitch to Huff is inside for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 swinging a foul, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul out of play, strike two. So Villarreal ahead of the count on Huff. And the pitch is outside, and the count's even, 2-2. Now this pitch is down in the dirt, ball three. Well, the Red Ears are going to need to get the offense going. Just one hit through four innings. See if they can jumpstart things in the fifth. Here's Villarreal with his 3-2 pitch on its way to Huff. And it's a swing and a bouncer on the left side. And it's picked by Caballero moving towards first. And he just fires over there for the out, and the inning is over. But the grand slam by Leody Taveras untied it. Five-run score total in the bottom of the fourth inning on three hits. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the fifth. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
5-1 Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the fifth inning. Jose Caballero, Jacob Nottingham, and Delino DeShields to bat for the Red Ears this inning against Lucas Jacobson. Jacobson came in the fourth inning and retired the side in order with a strikeout. Caballero settles in. He reached on a fielder's choice earlier in this game. It is 0 for 1, and this inning has begun with a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. We're going heavy on pitch clock violations today. Caballero now ready to hit. And the pitch is inside, and Caballero steps out, or steps over it, I should say, as it was down and in. And that's ball two. Jacobson fires again. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball. Count moves to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is swung on and hit well towards center field, but it's in the wind, and the center fielder Tavares has time to get there and make the catch. Wind has been blowing in from center field all game long, and balls that leave the bat and look like they have a chance to maybe do some damage end up just getting kind of pushed back in and making them more catchable. Here's Nottingham. And he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Nottingham's 0 for 1 in this game. Next pitch from Jacobson is up high for a ball. Round Rock, their pitching has limited the Red Ears to one run on one hit so far, and they actually pitched a shutout in their last game on Sunday. Now the 2-0 is outside ball three. They shut out Sugarland in a bullpen game. They had five pitchers used. No one went more than two innings. And they had a five-pitcher, five-hit shutout with 10 strikeouts and no walks. 3-0 to Nottingham catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Now here's a swing and a drive foul on the third base side. Count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jacobson battles back and strikes out Nottingham after Nottingham had gotten ahead in the count, 3-0. So two away in the fifth for Delino DeShields, who lined out to right field earlier and may be facing a new pitcher. And yes, he is. Doug Davis, the manager of the Express, is on his way to the mound, and he's going to point to the bullpen and bring in a fresh arm. Jacobson had two shorter outings in his first two appearances of this year, and in this one he goes 1 2/3 out of the bullpen, retiring all five batters he faced with a couple of strikeouts. So they'll bring in a new pitcher. We'll tell you who it is in a moment. Our score here in the top of the fifth, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Two outs in the top of the fifth. Round Rock leading the Raiders 5-1. And a new pitcher in for Round Rock, right-hander Jacob Barnes, who spent a minute with the Raiders last year and was very effective for his brief stint with Tacoma. Got into four games, tossed four scoreless innings. He was signed to something like a two-week contract, and he left when he was done. He was a mid-season pickup. There's his pitch to DeShields, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Barnes with a lot of big league time with numerous teams, and last year was up with both Detroit and the Yankees. Now the pitch to DeShields, bounce to the left side, and off the glove of the shortstop Wenzel, who couldn't field it cleanly with a backhand, and DeShields is aboard. And are they going to call that a hit or an error? I'm not sure. Right now they have added both a hit and an error on the scoreboard here in the left field in Round Rock, so I don't know. It would, for a lot of players, it would be an easy error, but because of DeShield's speed, it's possible to think you might have beat that out. As here's one outside to Hernandez for a ball. I do like that, though, that they now the runner goes. The pitch is outside. Throw to second, not in time. DeShields steals second base, and he's in scoring position. I do like the official score. The scoreboard operator, the guy who puts the stuff on the scoreboard. I do like his strategy of putting up both a hit in the hit column and an error in the error column on the same play. Just a classic, I don't know, let's just put one of each up there. Here's one to Hernandez, and it's down low for a ball. 3-0. Well, the Raiders with a chance to rally with two outs here. 3-0 pitch coming to Cesar Hernandez, and it is ball four. His second walk of the game, and runners are at first and second with two outs. All right, it's an error on the shortstop, Wenzel, that enabled DeShields to reach base. That's what the official score decided. The scoreboard operator, though, is continuing with his plan of keeping it even. Here's a hot shot on one hop to Foscue off the bat of Deloach, and he easily throws out Deloach at first base, ending the top of the fifth. No runs for the Red Ears. No hits. There was one error and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth with the score, Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Round Rock leads Tacoma 5-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at the Dell Diamond in the opening game of a six-game series. The old Tuesday day game to start the series. That's actually kind of a trend around the league this year. Not today. This is the only day game today. But if you look at your Rainiers schedule, you'll see that at home this year, the Rainiers are playing a number of day games on Tuesdays in the first games of series. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Rafael Ortega from Fred Villarreal. The teams are all traveling on Mondays this year for the most part, so the teams that come play Tacoma are usually arriving on Monday, and it's very feasible to play a Tuesday day game as a result. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball to Ortega. One ball, one strike to the left hand hitting DH for Round Rock today. Villarreal's pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Villarreal with his next pitch is bounced up the middle, deflected by the pitcher, goes to the shortstop, McCoy, who throws to first for the out. A great play up the middle by Mason McCoy on the move after the ball was deflected by Villarreal. And that's the first out here at the bottom of the fifth inning. McCoy never gave up on that ball, even though the pitcher slowed it down by deflecting it. McCoy just adjusted and moved an extra step or two to his left and was able to pick it up and throw out Ortega. Here's Justin Foscue, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now here's a swing and a pop-up into the outfield, shallow left center, and Deloach is under it, and he makes the catch for out number two. Foscue flies to center. So Villarreal came in with the bases loaded and one out in the fourth to face Leody Taveras and promptly surrendered a grand slam. Since then, he's retired four in a row. And he'll now work on Yoshi Setsugo. Setsugo's walked twice and scored a run. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. And now this one misses for a ball. Villarreal's ready. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 1-2. Now here's a fastball outside, 2-2. Setsugo homered in Round Rock's win on Sunday. He swings and misses their strike three. Villarreal fans him for his second strikeout. And that wraps up the bottom of the fifth. Three up, three down. So we will head to the sixth inning of play here in Round Rock, Texas, with the score Express 5, Rainiers 1.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On to the sixth inning here in Round Rock. The Express leading the Red Ears 5-1. Tacoma has only one hit in this game. Mason McCoy's single in the first, and McCoy is leading things off here in the sixth. Jacob Barnes on the mound for Round Rock. And the pitch to McCoy is a check swing, and whether he went around or not is inconsequential because the plate umpire calls it a strike. 0-1 the count. Barnes got the last out in the fifth, although a couple of men reached base against him first. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Time called by McCoy. He's going to step out as he is behind in the count. 0-2, and Barnes' pitch is outside for a ball.
Good
Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and popped up behind first. And near the rolled up tarp is Setsugo. And he falls on the tarp, can't get the ball. It's just a foul ball. And Setsugo ended up laid out on top of the tarp. Very little foul ground in that area behind first base. And then adding, it's kind of an obstacle course over there with the tarp. They also have these posts that hold up the netting here that are actually on the field of play. It's the only stadium I've seen with anything like it. As here's one lowered away for a ball. They hold up the protective netting that protects the fans sitting down the lines that they're all the stadiums are required to have now. And on each side, down the first baseline and the third baseline, there's a post that is not coming up out of the stadium concrete. As here's a grounder to second. That's fielded by Foskew. He throws out McCoy, one down. The post is actually coming straight up out of the dirt in the warning track. You can actually hit a live ball fair, have it hit the bottom of the post, or even go between the post and the wall that rises up to the seats. There's a little gap there. So here's one inside to Mike Ford, ball one. Ford drove in the right here's lone run in the first with a sack fly. And the pitch is outside for a ball. They have these posts, by the way, are surrounded in protective padding in case a player runs into them. Such a weird thing to see on the field. Swinging a foul by Ford. 2-1. Now, if you look at, like, really old-time baseball pictures of stadiums, you would sometimes see things like a flagpole that is actually in center field, just way out there, like 450 feet from home plate in some really deep old ballpark. 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. Was that Forbes Field that did that? Now a swing and a grounder to the right side. That's picked up by Foskew again, and he'll throw out Ford. And two men are gone in the top of the sixth. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Fenway Park once had a flagpole in center field. They did away with it years ago. Here's a swing and a one hopper to short, fielded by Wenzel, and he throws out Shiner at first, and three infield grounders result in three outs in the top of the sixth inning. The Red Ears go in order. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important, so our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1. Fred Villarreal has been in there for an inning and 2/3, and he'll stay in the game for now. He'll face Clint Frazier, Blaine Krim, and Davis Wenzel. The Rainiers do have a lefty throwing in the bullpen. It's Justice Sheffield. Pitch to Frazier is a check swing. He did not go around. Ball 1. Frazier's 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a fly out. Now a swing and foul tip. Next pitch outside for a ball. All right, I did some research while we were in the commercial. There were flagpoles on the field in numerous ballparks in the early 1900s, as here's one inside for a ball to Frazier, including Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, and the Polo Grounds in New York. So here's one up high. Ball 4. Frazier draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the 6th inning. So he's on. First walk issued by Villarreal. Fifth by Tacoma pitchers today. And now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Now a toss to first, and back in is Frazier. These poles in foul territory in Round Rock that are only like 3 feet from the chalk line, I guess, are now the number one obstacle in the PCL. As here's one inside for a ball, because they took the hill out in center field in Albuquerque. They had a hill that was in there by design. I thought it was pretty cool that you go outfield grass and then the warning track and then a grass-covered slope going up to the outfield fence. So here's a swing and a foul back by Krim. And it wasn't really safe for center fielders, especially in Albuquerque at mile-high elevation where balls are getting hit out that way all the time, and center fielders had to learn how to handle that hill. It's not a realistic preparation for the big leagues anymore. So here's a swing and a grounder up the middle and into center field, and Krim has his second hit of the game. Stopping at second base is Frazier. There are two on with nobody out here in the bottom of the 6th inning. And Davis Wenzel will be the next batter. Wenzel is 1 for 1. He has doubled, and he's been hit by a pitch. Let's see if Villarreal can get a grounder here. Well, bunt attempt, and it goes foul up the third baseline. Wenzel trying to bunt his way aboard there. On one, the count. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Again, Wenzel was squared around to bunt. up on the grass now is Caballero. And Wenzel squares around again. Fair bunt in front of the plate and throw to third by the catcher Nottingham, but unable to get his foot on the bag is Caballero, who is backpedaling to the base, and everybody is safe. Frazier safe at third, Krim at second, and Wenzel reaches at first. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Nottingham was on that ball immediately. He did the right thing, throwing to third, but Caballero was drawn in on the grass. He had to backpedal towards the third base bag as he caught the throw from Nottingham, and he had the ball in his glove, but he didn't have his foot on the base, and he had to kind of reach blindly with his foot, stepping backwards to try to find the bag. And in that fraction of time, Frazier slid in safely. And the umpire was right there looking at it. He had a good look, and he got the call right. And Frazier safe, and the bases are loaded with nobody out, and the Red Ears are going to bring in Justice Sheffield from the bullpen as Fred Villarreal is done. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Bottom of the sixth, it's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Round Rock leads Tacoma 5-1, and the Express have the bases loaded with nobody out at the top of the order coming up. Leody Taveras comes to the plate. Justice Sheffield, the new pitcher. Leody has an opportunity here to do something extremely rare. He is a switch hitter. His last time up, he had a grand slam from the left side of the plate, and now he's batting right-handed with the bases loaded against Sheffield. And Sheffield's first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears have the infield in all the way around. They can't really afford to fall behind by much more. Taveras grounded out in his first at bat, struck out in his third, and then hit the grand slam off Fred Villarreal in the fourth. Here's the 1-0 from Sheffield, and it is a breaking ball down low, ball two. Sheffield's appearing in his fifth game out of the Red Ears bullpen, the most of anyone on the team. 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. Nowhere to put him. Sheffield in 3 2/3 innings has allowed 6 hits and 3 walks, 1 strikeout. So 3-0 to Taveras, and the pitch is outside, ball four. That forces in a run. Frazier scores. Krim takes third. Wenzel second. And Taveras walks and drives in a run. And now J.P. Martinez, a left-hand hitter, will be the batter. By the way, going back to Wenzel's bunt with runners at first and second when Nottingham fielded it and threw to third, but the Red Ears did not get the out. That was scored a sacrifice bunt and Wenzel reaching base on a fielder's choice. Here's the pitch to Martinez, and it is inside for a ball. So Wenzel reaches on a fielder's choice but does not get charged with an at-bat. And the 1-0 There's a strike on the outside edge, and the count is even 1-1. One pitch on its way, and it swung on and blooped out behind second, and that's going to trickle out into center field over the drawn-in infield. Krim scores, and everyone else holds at the next base. Wenzel holding at third, Tavares at second, and Martinez at first. Little blooper that would have been caught if the infield was back, but the infield was in, and there was no one out there right at the edge of the grass and the dirt behind second base. And Martinez's little blooper fell right there and trickled onto the outfield grass at center field. McCoy got on it as quickly as he could. Here's Huff with the bases loaded, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Huff's 0 for 2 with a walk today. 7-1 now. Round Rock opening it up. And Sheffield's pitch is hit in the air to shallow center, coming in and making the catch is DeLoach. Tagging at third is Wenzel. He's coming home. The throw is not in time. Wenzel scores a sacrifice fly for Huff. And it is 8-1. Tavares holding it second and Martinez holding it first. Now Rafael Ortega will be the batter. So Fred Villarreal went an inning and two-thirds, allowed two hits and four runs all earned, walked one, struck out two. Pitch to Ortega is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is in the dirt and past the catcher Nottingham, and the runners move up. Taking third is Tavares, and taking second is Martinez on the wild pitch. So now a couple more runners in scoring position. Now a swing and a hot shot to third off the glove of Caballero and into shallow left field. And two runs are going to score. And it is now a 10-0 ball game. Rafael Ortega will get credited with a two-run single. And the Express are in double digits. Well, the Red Ears did lose their last game to Reno on Saturday, 19-4. That was after winning four straight games against Reno. Reno got their revenge in the last game. And then now this one is 10-1. So there's some lopsided games all of a sudden. This here's a bouncer foul by Foscue. Still only one out of the sixth. Next pitch swung on and pulled foul, third base side. Here's Sheffield with the 0-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. 1-2. Now here's one down low. Two balls, two strikes. Sheffield, the lefty from Tennessee, with his pitch swung on and hit on the ground to short. Should be two. McCoy to Hernandez for one. On to Moran. They get it. The double play. Closing out the bottom of the sixth inning. But the damage is done. Five-run score in the bottom of the sixth for Round Rock on three hits. There were no Tacoma errors and no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning. Round Rock 10, Tacoma 1.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the seventh inning here in Round Rock, Texas. It is all express today. They lead 10-1 over the Rainiers, who did once hold a 1-0 lead today. New pitcher for Round Rock, right-hander Chase Lee, on to pitch the top of the seventh. First pitch to Colin Moran, misses outside for a ball, 1-0. Lee was the Texas Rangers' sixth-round pick in 2021 out of the University of Alabama. And his next pitch is in there for a strike. He was the Rangers Minor League Relief Pitcher of the Year award winner last year. Lee split last year between AA and AAA. 1-1 now, the count to Moran. And Lee now with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Now here's one that's a called strike three on the outside edge, and Moran goes down looking at a fastball, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Jose Caballero will be the batter. Lee's in relief of Jacob Barnes, who went 1 1/3 scoreless with nothing on his record except for one walk. Pitch to Caballero outside for a ball. Well, the Red Ears offense has been silenced today. Team came into play having hit 303 as a club in the first eight games. This year's a swing and a miss. Only one hit in this one and none since the first inning. Now the next pitch is fouled out of play. 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lee strikes out Jose Caballero, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Chase Lee. And up next is Jacob Nottingham. Cunningham watches one outside. Oh, a swing and a foul out of play. Chase Lee has a degree from the University of Alabama in aerospace engineering. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And it goes to 1-2. Nottingham watches the next pitch sail outside, 2-2. He's throwing almost entirely fastballs around 91, 92 miles per hour, and he's got kind of a sidearm delivery, but not down too far. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle, ranging left, diving and fielding it is Wenzel. He gets up, throws to first in time to get Nottingham for the final out at the top of the seventh inning. Nice play by the Round Rock shortstop, ranging up the middle and diving to his left to field that grounder, and then getting to his feet, knowing he had extra time with Nottingham running, and he threw him out at first. Raiders go in order. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Round Rock 10, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Round Rock. The Express leading the Red Ears 10-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams, in from the bullpen, trying to get his control in order. He's been uncharacteristically wild in his first few outings this year, and he'd like to get that squared away. He'll face Yoshi Setsugo, Clint Frazier, and Blaine Krim in the bottom of the seventh. Setsugo batting left, and the pitch from Williams is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, grounded to the right side. A backhand pickup by Cesar Hernandez, and he throws to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Taylor Williams gets an infield grounder. Now Clint Frazier will be the batter. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. Now Williams with his 1-1 on its way to Clint Frazier, and it's a bounced foul on the third base side, 1-2. When a pitcher like Williams, or anyone for that matter, has been struggling with control, it's good for him to get a chance to pitch in a game that's, you know, he doesn't really have to worry about the score or pitching to the situation here. He can really lock in on what he needs to do to kind of right the ship with the control issue. So here's the fastball just outside. And the count's even, 2-2. Williams was so good for the Rainiers in the second half last year. 2-2 pitch. Off-speed delivery just a bit low. Barely missing. With a slider, and the count goes full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff to Frazier, and it is swung on and popped up on the right side. Moran, the first baseman, now in foul territory, makes the catch, and there is out number two. So Williams retires the first two hitters that he faces, and now Blaine Krim will be the hitter. Krim's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, an RBI, and two runs scored. Round Rock leads 10-1. They did all their scoring in two innings, a five-run fourth and a five-run sixth. So here's one in for a strike. In the last two games, the Rainiers have really had a problem with the opponent getting big innings. 0-1 pitch. Yank to third, picked with a backhand by Caballero, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Taylor Williams goes three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh, and he needed that. We will make our way to the eighth with the score, Round Rock 10, Tacoma 1.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 1. Rainiers will send Delino DeShields, Cesar Hernandez, and Zach DeLoach to the plate this inning. DeShields gets in a conversation with his old teammate, Round Rock catcher Sam Huff. Now he's ready to hit. Chase Lee still on the hill, and the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. DeShields, a former member of the Round Rock Express, multiple times during the course of his career. He's 0-for-2 in this game against his former team. He takes low for a ball, 1-1. Mariners are in action later today. It'll be 4:40 Pacific time. Here's one down low to DeShields, 2-1. taking on the Cubbies at Wrigley. With Chris Flexen on the hill today against Hayden Wesneski for the Cubs. Here's one fouled away by DeShields. The M's have lost back-to-back extra inning games. They haven't had good luck in the one-run games. Here's a swing and a liner into left, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And DeShields has Tacoma's second hit of the game. A leadoff single in the eighth. Clean single to left field. He has reached base safely in all seven games he's played in this season. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez has walked twice and struck out. 0 for 1. Switch hitter bats left. Lee's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Mariners are 1-4 this year in one-run games. Last year, that was one of their big advantages. They were 34-22 in the one-run games. 12 games over 500. So here's one outside. Saw a quote from Scott Service about the extra inning losses that he said, yeah, we're making mistakes in extra innings defensively. There was one last night with a pickoff throw to third that went bad. Here's one in for a strike. Two-one pitch. Swung on it, bounced back to Lee, had to wait for it, and then he has only one play, and that's to first. He throws out Hernandez. DeShields advances. He's in second. So Hernandez grounds out to the pitcher, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Pitch to Deloach is inside for a ball. RBI opportunity for one of the Rainiers. AAA rookies here, Zach Deloach. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2. Now here's one over for a called strike, 2-1. Now a swing and a fly to left field, well hit, and over the head of Clint Frazier, and it goes through to the fence, and scoring is DeShields, and in at second base is Deloach, and it's a 10-2 ball game. Frazier did not perform gold glove defense on this play, and the Rainiers will take it. It was a liner that Frazier moved back on as it was hit over his head, and he angled towards the alley a little bit as well. And he seemed to get there and reached up with his glove and gave a little leap, and it tipped off the end of his glove. They have scored at a double. And it is now 10-2, and the first pitch to Mason McCoy is in there for a strike. Next pitch, and it hit McCoy on the hand. He's in a lot of pain. And the Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney, is going to go check on him. It got McCoy on the left hand, and McCoy immediately shows it to Quinney. The ball hit his hand and rolled up the first baseline like it was a live ball. But they are now checking on Mason McCoy's left hand. And it's really kind of the base of his hand and near the wrist that the trainer seems to be looking at. Looks like McCoy's going to stay in the game. He is going to stay in the game. We'll see if he takes his position in at shortstop in the bottom of the inning. So two on, one out for Mike Ford. Ford's 0 for 2 with a sac fly and an RBI, and he takes inside for a ball. He's extended his streak of games with a run batted in to 8. He has not extended his hitting streak. His hitting streak is at 7. Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. One and one. One and two. Round Rock swarming up a reliever. Jake Latz. Lefty. 1-2 to Ford is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two coming. Swung on, hit in the air toward shallow left. Coming in on it is Frazier. He's there, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Runners have to hold, nowhere to go. So two on, two outs for Shiner. Jake's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout. And the pitch is outside for a ball. This is the first game of the series in Round Rock. Tomorrow's game will be at 5:05 Pacific. As here's one in for a strike to Shiner. In fact, that's what time the next four games are all going to begin. 5:05 Wednesday through Saturday. And then the series wraps up with a day game on Sunday. Shiner swings and misses at a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch bounced slowly to the left side, and that's scooped up by Wenzel, and he throws to first in time for the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for one run in the top of the eighth inning on 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Round Rock 10, Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 10-2, Round Rock leading the Rainiers. Davis Wenzel to start things off. Taylor Williams still on the hill, and the pitch is a fastball that's in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Williams set down the side in order in the seventh inning. We'll see if he can keep it going here in the eighth. Now the next pitch swung on and popped up foul. First base side, that's going into the crowd and out of play. No, Williams ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is up high. 1-2 the count. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Williams got him with a fastball through the heat, passed him at 94 on the gun, and there's his first strikeout of the day. Sixth strikeout for Tacoma pitching in this game. And now the lineup turns over, and it is Leody Taveras who is batting. Kind of surprised he's playing all nine innings in his first game of his rehab assignment, but here he is. And he swings and lines one into left, and that's a base hit. Over to get it is the left fielder DeShields, and he'll hold Taveras to a single. So Taveras goes the other way. First base runner against Williams. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. He's reached three times in this game with two singles and a walk, and he has an RBI. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's one low and away for a ball. 1-1. Now the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mid of Nottingham, and the count moves to 1-2. Now a swing and a foul back again. In the ninth, the Rainier's scheduled hitters are Colin Moran, Jose Caballero, and Jacob Nottingham. Now the pitch is outside, 2-2. Williams trying to put him away. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to J.P. Martinez, and it is outside with an off-speed pitch. Count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Check swing. He went. That's strike three. Martinez is the second out of the inning. And Williams has his second strikeout. Sam Huff will be next. And the pitch from Williams. Fastball called a strike. First pitch strike. Now here's one that misses for a ball. 1-1. And Williams throws, and this is pulled foul down the left field line. Towards the deck that's out here down the left field line. They have one huge seating bowl with the concourse above, so when you're walking around the concourse or in line for your food, you can see the game. And then they do have an upstairs level that is all luxury suites and a club area. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. It's a big park. Seats over 10,000 here. The 1-2 coming. And it's hit in the air to left field, and this is pretty deep. Back is the left fielder, DeShields, and he's going to make the catch. Shy of the warning track. Ball not carrying today. Huff flies to left. Taylor Williams with another scoreless inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the ninth inning. Rainiers need a big rally. Our score is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 2.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 2. Rainiers open for a big rally here. Round Rock has brought in a new pitcher, left-hander Jake Latz, to try to close it out. And Latz will face Colin Moran to start things off. He's in relief of Chase Lee. Lee went two innings, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. No walks, two strikeouts. So Latz in from the pen. This lefty is appearing in his fourth game, including a start this year. His start was very brief. He's only pitched 3 2/3 innings. Has a save already this season, too. This is not a safe situation at all. Maybe the Rainiers can turn it into one. Latz is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Colin Moran's 0-for-2 with a walk in the game. Left-hand batter facing the left-hand pitcher. Next pitch is called a strike. Count goes to 0-2. So Moran calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Now the 0-2 is down low, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, dusted off a breaking ball, and Lats fans Colin Moran with it, and one man is out at the bottom of the ninth. So now Jose Caballero will be the batter. He's 0-for-3. Caballero has reached base in every game he's played in this season except for this one. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Tomorrow, the Rainiers start Darren McCacken. 5:05 first pitch. Cole Wynn goes for Round Rock tomorrow. Caballero just fouled one off. 1-2 the count. Now, a pitch clock violation was just called on Lats, who has taken a long time getting the signals. With an 8-run lead and one out in the ninth inning. And now the plate umpire, David Arrieta, has gone out there to talk to Lats a bit. And I guess telling him when he can come set. All right, now everything seems to be normal and we're going to have a pitch. Here it comes, and it is taken high. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch on its way. Swung on and hit in the air towards right. And underneath it is J.P. Martinez. He makes the catch. Two men are gone in the ninth. Jacob Nottingham coming to the plate. Nottingham is 0-for-3 today. And the pitch is taken high. Rainiers trying to extend things. Nottingham fouls one back. One and one to the veteran catcher. And Lance's next pitch is outside, a fastball, 2-1. We'll have kind of a short post-game show today because there is no Major League Baseball scoreboard due to the fact that all the games are tonight. No day games in the majors. So here's one down low for a ball. 3-1 to Nottingham. So after the last out, we'll recap the scoring in our post-game show, which we always do during these broadcasts. Here's the 3-1 to Nottingham. Swung on, pulled in the air, foul. Down the left field line. Full count now, 3-2. Rainiers have DeShields on deck. And the payoff is a called strike three, and Nottingham knew it. He is struck out, and that's the ball game. Round Rock wins it 10-2 in the opening game of a six-game series. The Express win this one quite handily with really just two five-run rallies that were quite decisive in this one. 10-2, the final score. We'll recap the scoring in the Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Round Rock Express win the opening game of this series by a score of 10-2 over the Tacoma Rainiers. And the Rainiers had the lead for a while. We knew that they were in a bit of a bind pitching-wise today, calling up a pitcher from Class A Modesto to make the start in this one because the scheduled starter, Tommy Malone, was placed on hold by the Mariners organization. Sounds like they might need him. So, up from A-ball, Riley Davis, who was the opening day starter for Modesto. And he made the start, his first AAA start for the Rainiers today. He's actually pretty good there for a while. Battled through the first trip through the lineup and got through three scoreless innings, ducking some traffic on the base paths. And he even had a lead because the Rainiers got on the board against Round Rock starter Robert Duggar in the first inning. Cesar Hernandez drew a leadoff walk. With one out, Mason McCoy singled to left field, putting runners at first and second. A balk committed by Duggar moved the runners up, and Mike Ford hit a sacrifice fly, bringing in Cesar Hernandez, making it 1-0. And Ford now with an RBI in 8 consecutive games for the Rainiers, a remarkable streak, although his hitting streak ended at 7 today, but the RBI streak stayed alive. Rainiers had that 1-0 lead until the bottom of the fifth, when Riley Davis got into trouble and couldn't get out of it. Leadoff man Justin Foscue singled to left field. Yoshi Setsugo followed with a walk. Davis got Clint Frazier to fly out, but then Plain Krim doubled to left field, tight to the line. It brought in Foscue and tied the game 1-1, and left runners at second and third for Davis Wenzel. And Wenzel then was hit by a pitch, loading the bases. It was time for the third trip through the lineup. Davis was not showing the same control there in the fourth that he did earlier in the outing. And the Red Ears decided to go to the bullpen. They brought in Fred Villarreal to face Leody Taveras. And Taveras promptly roped a grand slam to right field. The rehabbing major leaguer putting four runs on the scoreboard with a grand slam to right. And suddenly it was 5-1 Round Rock. Villarreal got the next two hitters out to end the fourth and retired the side in order in the fifth. It was still 5-1 when we got to the bottom of the sixth. Villarreal walked the leadoff man, Clint Frazier. Blaine Krim singled to center field. And then Davis Wenzel tried to bunt the runners over, bunted it in front of the plate. The Red Ears threw to third base, did not get the out there. And the bases were loaded with no one out. Rainiers brought in Justice Sheffield from the pen. Still close game at this point, 5-1, but a real jam. Bases loaded, no one out. And Taveras was up again. And Taveras had hit a grand slam as a left-handed hitter his previous at-bat. And now he was up with the bases loaded as a right-hand hitter, a chance for history. But alas, he walked. And it forced in a run and made it 6-1. Then with the infield in, J.P. Martinez blooped a single to very shallow center field, scoring another run to make it 7-1. Sam Huff hit a sac fly, bringing in a run to make it 8-1. And then Rafael Ortega singled sharply off the drawn-in third baseman's glove and into left field for two more runs, and it was 10-1 in the sixth inning. They scored five runs in the fourth and five runs in the sixth. Right here's got their next run and last run of the day in the eighth inning against reliever Chase Lee when Delino DeShields opened up the inning with a single to left field. He went to second on a ground out and scored on Zach Deloach's RBI double to left. Deloach's opposite field double going off the glove of leaping left fielder Clint Frazier. And the Rainiers made it 10-2. Which would be our final score today. Here are the final totals for Round Rock. 10 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on. Tacoma scored 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, left 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Lucas Jacobson. Jacobson's 1-0. The loss goes to Riley Davis. He is 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 33 minutes. And the attendance was 6,047. With the win, Round Rock is now 6-3 on the year. And the Rainiers fall to 5-4. Game two of the six-game series is tomorrow evening at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time. Darren McCacken starts for the Rainiers against Cole Wynn for Round Rock, a battle of right-handed pitchers. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 4:55. Round Rock wins it 10-2. Stick around. The Tacoma Rainiers postgame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Round Rock takes down Tacoma 10-2, the final score in this day game here in Round Rock, Texas, that opened up a six-game series. We're looking for a bright side. The pitching of Taylor Williams was encouraging. He'd been wild in his first few outings, unlike what we saw from him last year when he was tremendous for Tacoma. And he threw two scoreless innings today, didn't walk anybody, retired six of the seven batters that he faced, and definitely something to build on for him. Hopefully that gets him going in a way in which he can resume the role that he had last year for the Red Ears when he was one of the top guys out of the bullpen. So a very good outing today for Taylor Williams to find a positive in a game that frankly didn't have many of them, but we did have that, the strong outing from Williams. Well, a quick look around. All the Major League games are later today. That includes the Mariners game, which starts at 4:40. They are at Chicago against the Cubs at Wrigley. Chris Flexen starts for the Mariners against Hayden Wesneski for the Cubs. You can catch that later on today. Starts in about 4 hours. There is a full slate of big league games today, 15 of them, and all of them at night. Also, in the Pacific Coast League, everything else is at night, including Sugarland at Oklahoma City. Albuquerque is playing at El Paso. Sacramento is at Reno. Salt Lake is at Las Vegas. Vegas is starting the Oakland A's Paul Blackburn on a rehab assignment. And Salt Lake's got Joe Adell with his string of six straight games with a homer, a franchise record. That's probably the game to watch in the league right there later on tonight from Vegas at 7:05. All right, that's going to do it for this game. Thanks a lot for tuning in today. Red Ears lose a lopsided one, 10-2, the final score. Be back at it tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time with Darren McCackett on the hill against Cole Wynn. This has been Mike Curto saying so long from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 5:05. Have a great rest of your day.